really want a coaster? What?
Shut up, stupid bird.
Psst. Avast there. It'd be too late to alter course, mateys. And there'd be plundering drunkard pirates drinking in every cove, waiting to board these Coronado black sails. Sit closer together and keep your ruddy hands inboard. We don't want any lost sailors now, do we? That'd be the best way to repel boarders. We fly Captain Drake's Jolly Roger high, and be off to find ye Foley brothers, fair maiden. And mark my words well, mateys.
Dead man sip no ales.
The search for more booty.
Shave as many with a rusty razor, or lie in the morgue.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
Hi, my name is Peter Zion. I'm the owner of Alesmith Brewing Company here in beautiful San Diego, and Beer Coasters rocks.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coaster.
Blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it!
Hello there. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, episode 292. This is an entirely self...
That's a lot of shows.
Yes. Sure is. An entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst and mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston, and with me is...
This is Toby in San Diego, California.
Yay! Guess what show it is, folks? If you haven't guessed by the intro, that's right. It's Dead Men Sip No Ales.
Number five.
Yes, this is our fifth Dead Men show. Can't wait to tell you about the beers we're drinking. First up today is Toby, and he's going to be drinking what?
Well, first off, let me just say, since this is our fifth time doing a Dead Men show, it's become, you know, our annual tradition about this time of year. We always get excited about it. And if this is your first time listening to the show, if you have not heard of our other Dead Men shows, I say go to beercoasterspodcast.com, go to the search bar, and just type in Dead Men, and you'll see all of our shows pop up. And each one of them, I mean, the intros are awesome, the artwork is awesome, and it's just, you got to check it out if you haven't heard or seen any of our Dead Men shows. So
they're fun. Beer Coasters. They're fun, yeah. Shows. And, yeah, our intros make no sense whatsoever as far as what's said on them, but it all makes sense to us.
Yeah. So the beers I will be drinking, so we're going to do two beers each because we do not have a fermentation conversation.
Right.
So
we're going to do four beers for you.
Yeah. So we might get a little... We might turn ourselves into some drunken sailors.
Yeah, be walking the plank.
So I will be trying Coronado Brewing's Black Sails.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor?
And also I will be drinking Drake's Jolly Roger.
Sweet. Like Captain Drake. So we got a lot of like references to some of our old shows with Captain Drake. And
yeah.
The Black Sails was our last year's episode.
What about you, Mike? What are you drinking?
I got a new brewery. That's right, folks.
Yeah.
I got Foley Brothers Fair Maiden, and then I got one of my old favorites, Berkshire Brewing Company, and their Lost Sailor, which I can't believe I haven't done on the show. I searched, couldn't find it, couldn't believe I haven't done it on at least one of the Dead Men shows, so I get to do it this episode.
Yeah, I was like looking through the beer store, and I was looking, you know, looking for pirate theme stuff, and I came across the Jolly Roger from Drake's, and I was like, how have I not done this? So I went to Beer Coasters Podcast, looked in the search bar, checked it out. Jolly Roger didn't come up. All right.
Yeah. And the there was one that I grabbed that we actually had done before. It was called the Tide and Its Takers or something.
Yeah.
Which we didn't even do on a Dead Men show. We did it on something else. But
yeah, that was you and me were together. You came out to Vegas and we had that.
Alaskan or something. Anchorage.
Anchorage, yeah. Well, my fair maiden is here snapping her fingers. She would like some grog.
Oh. Well, then let's get into it, shall we?
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, so, you know, approval there from Gina. She approves the go-ahead from Mike.
Tell her I said you're welcome.
Mike says you're welcome. All right, so this is Coronado Brewing Company, and this is their Black Sails, and it's a Black India Pale Ale. It's part
Cascadian
of
Cascadian Dark Ale for you Northwesterners.
Yes. Coronado Brewing Company is out of Coronado, California. This is comes in at 6.8% ABV. I don't have any information on this other than it is a silver medal winner at the 2013 Great American Beer Festival.
What else do you need to know, really?
Yep, so there you go. And it's a black IPA, so cracking it.
6% ABV, 75 IBUs.
Oh, did you get the... Oh, there it is, yeah.
Yep. Ooh, it's not bad. 73 entries in that category. It's pretty impressive. Yeah, I was disappointed. I wasn't able to find this one. This kind of came and went pretty quickly. Up in the northeast here, so.
That's another thing I wanted to talk about was the availability, and I don't know. I mean, it must have been, I don't know if it's a seasonal thing now, or if they just, I don't know, it's, that's another thing I couldn't find out.
We mentioned off mic, too, that it's actually not, like, featured on their website at all. It's just, like a little blog entry. You figure, you know, if it's one of the medal winners, it would be somewhere there in their available beers, you know?
So I poured it out, and it's pretty dark. I got some ruby highlights, quite a bit of highlights at the bottom, so I can see through this. It's not completely black. I got about a half finger of head now on the nose. Ooh, I get lots of chocolate. Yeah. Chocolate and some, like, grainy, you know, like that, like, spent grain kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something else. There's, like, a little bit of a woodiness, but it's more of, like, a, I don't want to say, like, pine, because pine is has a pretty strong aroma, so it's more just like a really subtle, like fresh wood, like fresh cut wood, like maybe just sawdust or something.
Okay.
Just a little bit in there, just hanging out.
Taking a sip, yeah.
This is interesting. It's it's not super hoppy. Cause a lot of black IPAs that I've had before have always been, I don't know what it was. Why those were always like extra hoppy. Maybe it's because I'm not expecting it, you know, because it's dark, so you're expecting a little more of like a malty roastiness, which you do get some of that in this beer. But most of the black IPAs I have, they have that roastiness and that chocolate, but then they boom, they hit you with all this hops too.
Mm.
But this one, the hops are there, but there's just a nice kind of cocoa and coffee. And there is a little bit of that kind of pininess and maybe some floral something happening. Yeah, I guess it is pine. And maybe a little bit of citrus, like orange.
Does it have some good maltiness in there, though?
I mean, it has nice body, so it's you know, it goes down kind of like a brown ale. You know, it has a nice body to it. Nice mouthfeel. Aftertaste is a little dry. It's kind of sweet, but it's not. It's almost like a, I don't know, it's just very subtle. The sweetness is very, everything is, seems kind of like laid back, kind of pulled back. It doesn't feel like 75 IBUs. It's actually very nice. It's like one of the more drinkable black IPAs that I've had before.
What do you think about pairing something with this?
First thing that popped in my head was a pretzel bun and then spicy mustard. So then I was like, I was going to throw some...
throw some kind of meat in there.
Some sausage, like some like grilled, maybe like a spicy sausage. I was up at, shout out to Beachwood Barbecue. I was up at Seal Beach last weekend. And so we went to Beachwood Barbecue and Brewery. But it wasn't the brewery. It was like just their like restaurant. It was a tiny place, because the brewery is like 10 minutes up the road in Long Beach. So we stopped in at Seal Beach, and I had this. It was like an andouille sausage sandwich thing. All right. So it was a little spicy, and there was like chopped pickles, and it was like this kind of whatever that sauce is that they put in there, and on a pretzel bun. So I think that would go pretty good with this. There it is, me with the sandwiches.
Yeah. That
I
sounds
say?
Like a pretty damn good sandwich, though. Let's call it a damwich.
There you go. On Untapped, the Black Sails Black IPA from Coronado Brewing comes in at a 3.7.
Whopping.
Out of 3,228 ratings. Top three popular locations: BT's Smokehouse in Sturbridge, Mass.
Yeah, how about that? Take that, West Coast.
Backyard Brews and Boogie in Los Angeles, California. And the...
yeah, go ahead. Try that. Try pronouncing that one. It's something in Russian.
Yeah, it's something in Russian. So it's like a movie theater, I guess, in Russia?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
And then Tom's Farms in Corona,
How
California.
How awesome is that? You can get a black IPA from Coronado in a movie theater in Russia.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. And the fifth popular is the Coronado Brewing Company.
What a country.
San Diego. Oh, and then apparently people are drinking it at the IHOP in Brighton.
Of course. Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to get the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity, and once you throw in a Black Sails from Coronado in there, eh? That was my New York, sorry.
Sweet.
All right, there you go, folks. Coronado.
I'd be drinking next.
Yeah, CoronadoBrewingCompany.com is their website. If you can find this one, I say check it out, man.
Yeah, like I said, unfortunately for me, it kind of came and went up here.
Yeah.
The Beer Advocate users rate this an 84, which is good.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to BeerCoastersPodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, hey, this is Mike from Boston. Here's my tasting flight.
Captain Mike from Boston.
Captain Mike from Boston. 7 years before. All right. So I'm going to drink a beer from Berkshire Brewing Company. This is their Lost Sailor IPA. The website is berkshirebrewingcompany.com. This is a 5.5% ABV and 40 IBUs. Fairly low for an IPA.
Looks like you got the deuce deuce and not the can.
And this is... Yes, I do. Ta-da. I'm a big fan of Berkshire Brewing Company because I think they have really good quality beers, and you're going to find them basically cheaper than, you know, anybody else that even comes close to them. I mean, you're going to find them like a buck or two cheaper than anybody that could even come close.
That's cool, man.
This is kind of their take on the classic British style IPA. And okay. I'm going to crack it. Kind of like a session IPA, if you will. Although, I'm sure I'll get some hate mail for that. But it's not technically a session IPA because it's not low enough in alcohol.
Yeah.
But, man. It's got a really nice color. It's a nice golden color. A bit cloudy. There's a few little particulates floating around there. Got about a finger ahead. It's pretty solid, just hanging out.
Looks pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's actually really nice, it's like a orangey golden color. It's lighter than it appears on camera here. You listeners have no idea because you can't see anything.
Because of the eye patch.
Yes. You're not supposed to wear two. So... On the nose, glug glug.
Pardon me.
On the nose, it's there's a sweetness and a bitterness. There's a bit earthy kind of hoppiness. There's some I don't want to say like a almost like a honey malt aroma. Come on, stupid cat. All right, I'm going to take a sip because beyond, there's like subtle aroma. It actually smells really good, but I'm having a really tough time describing any of the aromas.
You got that nose whistle going.
Do I?
Yeah, going in for a sip, it's like... Or going for a sniff. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
What do you do with a drunken coaster? What do you do with a drunken coaster?
Pretty. It's really smooth. Got the bitterness at the end. Sweet maltiness in the middle. This really reminds me of getting an IPA at a British pub. It's got that interesting kind of honey maltiness, and it gets bitter at the end. It's got a freshness to it that man, I'm having a really tough time with this one. It's got a really nice mouthfeel. It's smooth, and then it dries up at the end. This is a great, like, you want some you know, British pub fare type food with a beer like this. Fish and chips would be awesome with a beer like this. Really drinkable. It's not one of those beers that I'm going to have a very successful time trying to, in the words of Anheuser-Busch, fuss over. But it's really drinkable, and it's got those qualities. Like, I'm actually surprised that this is, you know, an American IPA, to be honest. Because I really feel kind of like I have an English IPA, you know. This is more like an American pale ale. And even then, this has more of a malt backbone that even an American pale ale doesn't usually... have as much of, because I find that there's a lot of you know, American styles that just basically kind of showcasing the hop more than you know, giving it a healthy malt backbone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if they use some of the, you know, like the East Kent Golding and all the British style.
Yeah, it says it is generous dry hopping with the time-honored Golding's hop variety. So,
where's
yeah.
that? Is that on the website?
Yeah.
There you go. There was a little bit. I noticed that it said floral and citrusy. I wasn't really getting a citrus. There was a little bit of floral when I first took a whiff. While the head and by the way, the head is still hanging out. I get about I don't know, like half a pinky finger, but it's still kind of just settling. Really nice. It's like a very soapy, thicker head for an IPA.
I wonder why they didn't use the same label for their cans.
I don't know.
Cause, I mean, it's a cool little thing. You know, you got a couple of dudes sitting in a boat.
Yeah, I
in
think
the desert.
Their whole 22. I think their whole 22 line has always been like this, with the circle with something in it, and then the banner yeah. with the beer name. And I think they started canning later. Because I think all they offered for the longest time was 22s.
Yeah.
The canning is probably possibly a new branding that we may see more of. I'm not really sure.
Hmm.
If you get a chance, check this one out. This is Berkshire Brewing Company's Lost Sailor India Pale Ale.
Where are these guys from?
The Berkshires, Massachusetts.
South what?
South who and the what now?
I don't know, I can't read it on their website where it says, like, South Bernard, Maryland? Or Massachusetts?
They're in Massachusetts. They are in... trying to find.
There's somebody there named Dick Schatz. And he has a tap room.
It's in South Deerfield, Massachusetts. So, like, western... way far western Massachusetts.
Okay. Yeah. Is it by you? Close to you?
It's like there be dragons that far west. I don't venture out there.
Oh.
I mean, it's close to probably like the New York border, you know?
Okay.
Hey, let's give you some information here, shall we?
Some ratings?
The Lost Sailor comes in at 3.38, and that's 6,315 ratings. The top locations to drink this beer is Old Magoon Saloon in Somerville, Massachusetts, Buffalo Wild Wings in Windsor, Connecticut, Bukowski's Tavern in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there. And also wanted to mention that the... man, I have none of my stuff in order here today. The Beer Advocate users rate this an 86, which is very good. We'll be back right after this.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google+. We got our own channel on the YouTubes, and even Pinterest. Hot damn, y'all!
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Ahoy there! This be First Mate Toby out in San Diego. Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm drinking the Jolly Roger from Drake's Brewing Company. Drake's Brewing Company is out of San Leandro, California. They've been brewing since 1989, which I did not know that. These guys have been around for quite a while. The Jolly Roger is an Imperial Coffee Stout. Comes in at 9% ABV with 45 IBUs. I'm loving it already. I mean, an Imperial Coffee Stout.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sold. One thing could have been better if it was like a rum barrel aged.
Yeah. Which they may have a version of that.
Let's do it.
Quick side note about the Jolly Roger. This is their longest running seasonal. They've been doing it since 1990. I guess their founder, Roger Lind, he brewed the Jolly Roger's Extra Strong Ale, which was an English-style barley wine. So anyways, I guess this is their holiday tradition. They brew up the Jolly Roger every year. This is from 2014.
I love the artwork, the label and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he's all chomping on some coffee beans. The little skull and crossbones. And I guess that's it. That's all I got. They use a few hundred pounds.
Reminds me of like an old ska show, little concert flyers handed out.
Oh, yeah.
that reminds me of. I don't know why. Come see Jolly Roger and the Stouts.
Nice.
What you looking for, boy?
Well, it says that to take the collaboration to the next level would take more than just a few hundred pounds of coffee.
Maybe they just mean they're collaborating with coffee.
Yeah, they collaborate with Blue Bottle roasters. That's why they have the blue bottles on the label.
Aha.
So, yeah, that's it. Oh, and they also, I guess they use Blue Bottle roasters for their Black Robusto Porter, which is the beer that won the blind tasting that we all did for the West Coast Porter Challenge.
That was Drake's, huh?
Yep.
It was a damn good porter.
So they chose Kenyan Kangunu coffee.
Of course.
From Blue Bottle. So there you go.
I don't know what that is.
Kenyan Kangunu. 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 So Kenya, I guess.
Kenyan Kangunu.
Cracking it.
Cracking Kangunu. Yeah. Now I have to have some Kangunu coffee. Glug, glug.
Glug, glug.
Mateys.
Oh, yeah.
Glug, glug, mateys.
Arr.
I got a nice Yeti finger of head there.
Whoa! Man, it looks like a... Like...
It's just...
Like meringue or something, like, hanging out there. Like, it's so thick. It's tan, though, but it's very, like, looks very thick.
Yeah, it's very frothy. It's got some, it's got a little bit of lacing happening. It's black as black can be. There's no highlights. I mean, I'm using kind of a globe-type glass, so there's no, you know, it's...
Globe.
Yeah.
I drink from a globe.
On the nose. Whoa. Some big coffee. Yeah, lots of coffee, a little bit of chocolate in there. Picking up on maybe some toasted coconut. Oh yeah, now the coffee or the chocolate's starting to pop out. Oh man. Yeah, coffee, chocolate, slight bit of coconut, a little bit of vanilla.
You've had a couple beers from them before, right?
On the show?
Yeah.
I don't know if I did their Denogonizer,
that's the one that looks familiar to me, because I remember you saying that name before.
Yeah, that one's really good. I think it's their Imperial IPA.
Yeah.
You can go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Well, not all the time do we use the brewery name, though, because if I'm getting a little creative with the description, I'll just put the name of the beer.
Right.
Instead of the brewery.
It should still come up in the ratings, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm way behind on the ratings, too. So, I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Creamy. Coffee. Roasty.
Oh, no.
Vanilla.
Oh, so Captain Drake. Okay. I was just looking. I thought we did a beer
that is nice.
Called Captain Drake, but didn't.
That is nice. I mean, there's...
Does it have a very nice coffee quality?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
What kind of coffee was it again? I have to remember this.
Kenyan Kangunu.
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 I mean, it's the, I don't know how to explain it, but the coffee, I mean, it tastes like fresh coffee, you know, like real fresh coffee, not like, you know, fresh ground coffee, not like, you know, coffee that comes in a tea bag, you know, or already ground coffee that's been sitting out for a few weeks. No, this is like fresh ground coffee. There's some chocolate, vanilla. I'm getting some warming.
If you like fresh coffee and you're in the San Diego area, try Ryan Brothers Coffee. Their coffee kicks ass. I'm a big fan. I'm giving an instant shout out to Ryan Brothers Coffee.
There's a Ryan Brothers up in Vista or San Marcos. I came across one when I was recently. I was driving through San Marcos and I stopped to go, like, run into FedEx, and there was one right next to it.
Yeah. But the original one's like an old brick building.
Downtown San Diego?
Yeah, like south of downtown. Their cowboy coffee kicks ass.
So this is pretty good. For a food pairing, dude, I would eat some freaking donuts with this. Like some old-fashioned donuts or like some French pastries or something like that.
Who's gonna say sorry? No, sorry. I don't want any donuts with this.
Right? I mean, if you want to get fancy, if you know, you could go with some French pastries or something like that. Like maybe even some cream puffs. That might be pretty good.
Who are you calling a cream puff?
But yeah, dude, eat these with some freaking donuts. Or drink this with some donuts, dude. I mean, there's so much great coffee flavor in this beer.
Drink this with the donuts, dude. Love it.
It's a jelly. Yeah, that's it. So let's see. Untapped.
Robusto.
So this, I'll go with the 2014, since the 2014 is on the label. And the stats are right, 9%, 45 IBUs. This comes in on Untappd. The Jolly Roger 2014 comes in at a 3.96 out of 4,319 ratings. Top three popular locations is the Monte Chuggo. Don't know where that is. The Ale Arsenal in San Carlos, California. And the Beer Hall in San Francisco, California.
San Francisco.
Everything is in California. Have you seen Drake's out your way?
I can't say that I have, no. Don't think we get Drake's out in these parts.
You know, I don't know if I've had a bad Drake's beer yet. And I come across them at beer festivals and stuff. And
That Robusto was the Robusto Porter was awesome.
Yeah. So... they got a good thing going. Oh, there you go. Their website is drinkdrakes.com. Oh, wait a minute. Real quick. Sorry, I didn't see this at the bottom of the page of their website. So the Jolly Roger, like I said before, they had an English-style barley wine. I guess that was the first one that they did. So the Jolly Roger name carries on, but they brew different styles. So... in 2009, it was an Imperial Brown Ale. In 2010, it was an Imperial Red. In 2011, it was an Imperial Black IPA. Wow. In 2012, it was an American Barley Wine. And in 2013, it was an Imperial Black IPA. So I guess they go back to some.
Sorry, folks.
But as far as I know, this is the first time they've done the Jolly Roger as an Imperial Coffee Stout. So there you go. I'm done. I guess I could have saved that for last call.
Yeah, and I can't even give you a BA rating because the only one I'm getting is the barley wine.
Oh.
Right? This is called Jolly Roger Imperial
Jolly
Stout.
Roger with a D. RODGER.
Right. Yep. Yeah. It don't matter none. The only ratings that count is Beer Coast to Mike and Beer Coast to Toby.
That's right.
Oh, here we go. Last Senate. Nope, that's Otto's. That doesn't count. Otto's Pub and Brewery.
Wow. Jolly Roger with Madagascar vanilla and apricots.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
Jolly Roger with ancho chilies and smoked serrano peppers. There's no rating on that one.
I had a jalapeno infused tequila a couple days ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was pretty good. So it had a very fresh jalapeno taste to it. They're not as hot up here, you know, because we just don't get those kind of we just don't have the same climate to make them as hot as you guys can out there.
The drier the better. So if it's really dry climate, then you get really, really hot.
And peppers. Up here, they get they just have more of a green vegetable type thing. I mean, there's some heat there. It's just not. It doesn't really come on strong. But it had a good fresh flavor to it.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
Got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, welcome to my second tasting flight. That's right, we get two this week, folks.
Four double beers. Your pleasure.
That's right. Double your fun. So, for my second tasting flight, I am doing a
new brewery.
Oh, yeah? Right,
folks, this is Foley Brothers Brewing out of Brandon, Vermont.
Vermont?
They do not have a website. And I don't know if it's because they're that new or if they just don't have a website.
They're just that cool.
Maybe. They're just too cool for school. They're on Facebook, though. You can find them on Facebook. They get their own Facebook page. This is their Fair Maiden India Pale Ale. This is actually a double IPA, or an IIPA for you landlubbers out there. The alcohol content is 8.2. I do not have the IBUs on this. I'm going to crack it. So, let's see. Brewed with 7 hop varieties, 1 for every C, apparently.
Nice.
I wrote that. That one's free there, Foley Brothers. Fair Maiden is a double IPA. It says 7, but it doesn't give me the 7 hop varieties here. And I'm pointing the glass towards my other monitor that doesn't have a camera. Nice.
But you were close to the mic, so that was cool.
So there she is right there. Face in a porthole. So it's very light. It's so much darker on camera than it really is here, but it's barely gold. It's like a little bit darker yellow. I got about a pinky finger of head. It's kind of hanging out there on the nose. Ooh. Really bright citrusy flavors, aromas. Yeah, big, like, you know, like the Citra and Cascade, Amarillo, like the, you know, big citrusy northwesterny type hops. A little bit of grassiness in there too. And then something almost tropical, like an almost like a tropical fruity type hop aroma. Yeah, it just it smells like there's a whole hell of a lot of hops in here.
You can find these guys in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, but they don't come down to San Diego.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Wow. This is, it's all about the hops here. It's, just got that, like I said, that citrus aroma, and then the mouthfeel, it's actually kind of thin. But it has like an orange peel kind of bitterness to it. Those hops kind of hang out though, like throughout the whole sip. It's really it's got a little bit of earthiness in it that, but this reminds me of a West Coast beer. I would not guess that this is a Vermont IPA, but then again, a beer like Heady Topper comes from Vermont too, right? So
yeah.
Just forget what I just said there. So yeah, I guess we make some pretty good double IPAs on the East Coast too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, where's Victory from? Aren't they out? Or are they?
Victory is Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got some great.
Yeah,
they get some nice West Coast flair.
Yes, they do. A little bit of pininess, but it's more citrusy and grassy. If I'm going to pair this with something, oh, man. I kind of want a spicy pork dish.
Like some...
help me out with a spicy pork dish here.
Well, what are those... those, like, carnitas tacos? Or isn't there a pork with the green... Like a salsa verde.
Yeah.
Is that like carnitas? With the like cilantro and salsa verde and a little...
There's some kind of like spicy Korean...
Yeah.
Pork. I can't think of what it's called. It's like a spicy barbecue pork. But that's what I think would go pretty well with this is a spicy, get a little bit of heat, a little bit of sweetness. Yeah, it'd be good. It's very... drinkable, and that's kind of dangerous at the 8, what is it, 8?
8.1?
8.2 on the bottle. Here.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. That's what the bottle says. It may be lying, I don't know.
I was off by a fraction of a percentage.
Yes.
Sorry.
And I can feel it in the sip. It's actually a 0.1 more...
Yes, this feels more like 8.2 than 8.1.
Than 8.1.
Please, please. And this is more of an imperial IPA than a double IPA.
IPA, arr.
All right, so let me give you some ratings here. Untappd comes in at 4.14 out of 3,099 ratings.
Hello.
The... popular locations to drink this beer are the Best Western in Waterbury, Vermont.
Nice.
The Blackback Pub in Waterbury, Vermont. Foley Brothers Brewing in Brandon, Vermont. And the number 4 spot is actually in California. It's the Bakersfield Craft Beer Home Base, which I don't know. It might be somebody's house. I'm not really sure.
Sounds pretty awesome for Bakersfield. So
yeah,
there's actually a really good brewery in Bakersfield.
Really?
I was driving through. I was coming back from the Bay Area, and I was still in Vegas, so I kind of went through Bakersfield.
Yeah.
And we hit Bakersfield at dinner time, and I can't remember the name of the brewery, but they had like old school motorcycles. You know, like really old Indian motorcycles or whatever. And it's kind of like this garage feel.
Yeah.
But whatever, they had like an Imperial Red that was really good. And I was impressed. The food was good. I was like, wow, for Bakersfield. I mean, I don't really go through Bakersfield and I don't really think of like you know, a craft beer.
Right, craft beer, you know. and pub, you know, pub grub kind of destination.
But I can't. Sorry for not remembering the name of the place, but it was damn good.
Well, I'm sure there's not too many places that have craft beer in Bakersfield. We could probably find it.
An actual brewery, yeah. I'll save it for the last call. Give him a shout out.
All right, we'll do that. So, the Beer Advocate users rate this a 97, which is world class.
Nice.
How about that? So, yeah, apparently you can get these guys in California. So, check out Foley Brothers Brewing, and this is the Fair Maiden Double IPA. And it's funny, because the old bottles actually say Double IPA, and I have a newer one here that says Imperial India Pale Ale.
There you go. So it is an IIPA.
But those are the same, by the way, for some of our new listeners or the craft beer curious. A Double IPA and an Imperial IPA are the same thing. And I just lost my cap in my little green guy. All right, that's it, folks. We'll be back right after this.
The Preacher Man 3 says,
I'd be so much more healthy if I didn't drink a case of beer every weekend. Hashtag Keystone Time.
That's right, folks. Is this my show? I forgot. I was just drinking it and I forgot.
This is your show.
So this is where we do our ratings. First up, Toby.
Oh, snap-a-doozle. All right. Let's see. Coronado Brewing Black Sales. Black IPA. For a black IPA, this was very different. It wasn't the typical black IPA that I'm used to, you know. Let's say Stone's Sublimely Self-Righteous are ones that come to mind as popular black IPAs. Nighttime from Lagunitas, ones like that. So this was very different. It wasn't so much on the hoppy side. You know, a lot of black IPAs, I think the piney hops really work, and that's why a lot of brewers do that. And a lot of them tend to go overboard with the hops, so they're super hoppy, and you get roasty and then super hoppy. But this, the hops were laid back, and there was these citrusy notes that were floating through there. There was roastiness, not too much roastiness. It was, everything seemed very pulled back and subtle and very drinkable, which are all very good points. And so I think I'm gonna go with a 4.5.
Really?
I really liked it. I liked it for the fact that it was different and it was drinkable and it still had these really cool, interesting flavors, and it wasn't, you know, smack you in the face, and it wasn't out to prove anything, I guess. It was just kind of like, hey, check this out. We took a black IPA and we totally pulled everything back and we made it drinkable, even though, yeah, so it was only 6%. So it was, and it was 75 IBUs, but didn't feel like 75 IBUs. This may have changed from the original recipe that came out in 2013, so maybe they actually have pulled back since their original recipe. Anyway, very good. 4.5. I highly recommend if they ever do this again, you know, if they bottle this again, maybe next year, maybe in the winter again next year, then, or this later this year. I say check it out. It's really good, different for a black IPA.
Yeah.
For the Jake's Jolly Roger, I really like this one too. Imperial Coffee Stout. This one had really, really good coffee flavor. I mean, it was all about the coffee in this one, which I love coffee. and I love stouts that focus on coffee. I love coffee stouts. So this one was good. 9% ABV. I'm going to give it a 4. Really liked it. I think if they do this one again, get it. I said this in my tasting flight, I have not had a bad Drake's beer yet. So yeah, 4 pints.
Nice.
Like me some Drake's.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, right? About the vanilla? No, not vanilla porter.
The Black Robusto. The
coffee porter, right?
The porter, yeah. That won the West Coast Porter Challenge. So go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Check out the West Coast Porter Challenge show, where all three, me, Mike, and Crazy Dave, were in the same room, along with Gina to help us out.
Yeah, that happens very rarely.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again soon, though.
I think, Mike, while you're here for BBQ, we should try and do a double IPA challenge.
We're going to do a super challenge of some sort, and we're going to have... We're going to have some old beer coasters and some new beer coasters. We're going to have... It's going to be like a beer coaster extravaganza.
We're going to hit our peak.
Yes.
We're going to peak all over your faces.
Oh, jeez. That's your inner Crazy Dave talking there.
All right, Mike.
I can't seem to log into Twitter. I'm not quite sure why, so... I'm not gonna bother with it right now. So, all right. So, my first, these are very, my two beers are very different versions. One is the Berkshire Brewing Company's Lost Sailor was a very kind of what I remember, kind of a very British style IPA, got a nice, real solid backbone. Reminds me of sitting in a British pub. I really, really like that beer. I'm gonna give it a 4. It's, I'd buy it again. Share it with friends, and I might even try pairing it with this next one, just so you could see there's such a difference between a British style IPA and this West Coast double IPA in the Fair Maiden here, the Foley Brothers Fair Maiden. This reminds me of sitting in O'Brien's in San Diego and getting whatever the freshest double IPA that's available, whether it's a Pliny the Elder, or beers of that sort, Russian River. What's some of the other ones you get?
Pure Hoppiness.
Pure Hoppiness, yeah.
Duet.
This is a contender. I'm telling you, this is... I would put this beer up against a beer like Heady Topper just to see if it can compete, because from what I'm tasting right now, it's like... It's one of those five-piner kind of double IPAs. So that's what I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it a 5.
Wow.
Really impressive. I don't think I've had a brand new brewery, not only a brand new brewery on the show, but a brewery that I hadn't heard of until I saw this bottle. I'm not sure if they're a new brewery. They have to be. They don't have a website. I'm still reading the label here to find out if there's anything.
Well, when was this beer added on Untappd?
Oh, that's a great way to find out, isn't it? This beer was added. It was actually added about a year and a half ago. Still,
I can't give you an idea.
I mean, that means that if the brewery was any older than that, unless this is a new beer from them, I don't know.
Right.
And they are obviously had the other version, because I showed you the difference in the label there. One says double IPA, and this one says Imperial India Pale Ale. So, interesting.
All our listeners know that double IPAs for Mike, the category is stacked.
Yes, so absolutely.
This says a lot. This
and anybody
volumes.
Asks, if anybody asks what my favorite IPAs are, it's usually double IPAs. Yeah. Interestingly enough, I usually like the double IPAs because it has a kind of a malt backbone to kind of back it up. This one is all about showcasing the hops, so it doesn't have a big malt backbone, but it has, you know, just enough of those pale malts to kind of carry it through, but it's all about just saying, hey, check out these sweet, fresh hops, you know, or in this case, bitter, but it's really, really well done, and I'm excited to try more from Foley Brothers. I'll probably even send them a tweet if they're on Twitter, I don't know, and let them know, you know, that I really enjoyed this one from them. So I might even buy a couple more and try these at the barbecue, because I would love to have like a double IPA kind of side by side, because for me that it's one of those things where it's kind of an experience type thing. I get a little bit of a sense memory type thing when I'm, you know, remembering some of the double IPAs, and we always say how different stuff is when we sit here and try it on the show, you know. But yeah, great example of I can't even say West Coast style IPA anymore, because this is kind of like that heady topper as well. So yeah, check it out if you get a chance. Foley Brothers.
Right on. Another five piner. Sweet.
Shout outs.
You need me to go first?
Sure. You got some?
Yeah, I got some shout outs. I want to give a shout out to Craft a Brew on Twitter.
Craft
Noble
a Brew.
Brewer. Yeah, Craft a Brew. Noble Brewer on Twitter and St. Archer Brewery. Also want to give a big shout out to OC Greg, and I probably can't say enough about the Ferk Fest 15 that just happened. I attended. Gina and I went up. If there's going to be any beer festival that I attend for the year, it's Ferk Fest.
And yeah, I'm going next year. I'm announcing my.
I think we'll have to seriously consider your.
My request.
Your request for a barbecue landing, if not the same weekend.
And think of this. I think, I'm not positive, but I believe that Stone's Equinox is the day after the barbecue.
I'll have to look into that.
I don't know for sure. I know that's crazy talk. And that might be a little bit too much, because I like actually a little bit of recovering time after the barbecue. But can you imagine if it was Ferk Fest, barbecue, and Equinox? That's my liver
crazy.
Would, I think, just keel over and die. But it would be blissfully happy.
Yes. So yeah, Ferk Fest 15 just happened in Anaheim, and it was a slam dunk again. This year was even better than last year. There was a chili cook-off, so there was a bunch of local restaurants that competed. Chili cook-off.
Awesome.
It was
chili,
so
beer,
so good.
Beer,
12
chili beer.
12 different places, all different types of chili. I would never have thought to have certain chilies that they were offering. It was like, wow, this is interesting, it's different, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it was great. There was tons of great beer. I tried almost everything, and I didn't, like, walk out of there completely hammered. It's crazy, because, you know, your samples are very little, and anyway, it was just, it's so well put together. Everybody there is serious beer drinkers. There's no goofy hats. There's no...
Why is there no goofy hats?
Because, it's not your Great American Beer Festival type people, you know. It's Ferk Fest. If you don't know what a firkin is, you're not going to be interested in that type of a beer festival.
Then you're firkin banned.
Yeah. So it's just great.
You're not firkin invited.
And it's very intimate, it's small, it's in a beautiful location, and everybody there is just cool. There was a DJ playing music, and it was just great. It's such a great time. The weather was perfect. So if you get a chance, next year, it usually happens in March so far. The last, you know, the first two have been in March. So
maybe we should make it in April.
Look into it, and if you want for next year, you know, you could follow OC Greg at the OC Beer Blog. You can find FERCFest on Facebook. There's a website, FERCFest.com. So it's very cool. It's very nice. I love it. So if there's ever going to be, if I only go to one beer festival a year, it's that one.
Wow. He didn't pay you to say any of this, right?
No. I actually had to buy tickets this year. Last year, he gave me and Gina free tickets because he gave us, like, press passes.
Yeah.
Which was great, you know. Yeah. But this year, we jumped on it. He didn't offer them, but we jumped on it. As soon as tickets were available, we just said, no, let's just get them. Yeah. And,
I think he even mentioned that. He's like, oh, you guys already, like, you already bought tickets? So, like, yeah. Like, I guess I can't really offer you.
Yeah, it's totally fine with me, though. I wouldn't.
It's worth every penny, right?
Yeah, totally. I want to give a shout out to Ben Bowman. He is now on Twitter. He's got a Twitter account, and he tweets stuff, and he retweets stuff, and he favorites stuff. So shout out to Ben Bowman.
Way to go, Ben.
Also, Brett Domeu, Jared Easley, and Lengthwise Brewing, which is the brewery in Bakersfield that we were talking about during the
Lengthwise.
Yes, it's called Lengthwise.
That's funny.
And it's just, if you're in Bakersfield, check them out. They got good beer and they got good food. And sweet. I'm good.
All right, my shout outs this week, I want to give a big shout out to Tony Leone again for being on the show.
Oh, Tony Leone. Oh.
Yeah, and just to answer his question, no, that I was not the Yeti that they found in Jamaica Plain.
Oh, that's right. Oh, was it you?
Nope, it was not me. Also, want to give a big shout out to Melinda Marks, Ben Bowman as well, craft brew gal. I always mess that up. Deer Park Irish Pub, Thinking Drinking, Sarah, and Rev Tony Q. That's the Reverend Tony Q on Twitter and Untapped. And OC Greg, I'm going to be going to Disneyland, so maybe we'll meet up.
Yeah, dude. Go to Noble. Go to Noble Ale Works. It's right down the road.
Yeah, get some of that. Probably don't have that same red. They had an Imperial Red. Was it Alpha Red?
Yeah, Alpha Red.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I like that beer.
Cool, man.
All right.
I think that about wraps up the end of our voyage here this week.
Dead Men 6 No Ales 5.
Five Dead Men shows.
Yep.
Just a reminder to all our listeners out there, this is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I didn't really get a good clank.
Oh.
Clang, clang, clang goes a train. Was that like a pencil holder?
Yeah. It was a pencil holder. It looked like a mug, but I guess it was plastic.
Nice.
So what are we doing
next week?
Next show, we're doing weird beers. Another weird beer show.
Weird Ale Drankovic. Except I can't find that one beer that I wanted to. That one's free there, Foley Brothers. my liver would, I think, just keel over, die. But it would be blissfully happy.